This is a topic that I've wanted to address for some time, and that's just how to live this balanced Christian life with the tensions that we face, especially as imperfect as we are. And I want to start in prayer, and we'll work our way through the notes and hopefully have some time for our questions at the end. All right? So let's bow in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time that you have in your providence orchestrated for us. Help us to be alert and teachable, that your Spirit would use the word that he inspired to change our minds, our thinking, our hearts, our affections, that we might love Jesus Christ more and more. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. All right. I want to, first of all, talk about the balance and counseling. And it was one of the questions, I think, that came up even yesterday. And it relates to the gospel and the applications of the gospel. And I think this is in the biblical counseling realm over all the years, it may help to explain what's going on out there. And I just see God working with so many people today in NANC, in biblical counseling, to sort of see where the balance fits. And it starts with this. Some people, all they want to talk about is the gospel, the first few chapters of Ephesians, or the first few chapters of any of the epistles. And it's all on Christ, his death, our identity in him. And again, that's not wrong. I mean, it's inspired. But it's an overbalance on it to the neglect of the latter part of the epistles. Are you with me there? It's all about, in other words, if a married couple were having trouble, the counsel would be this. You need to go over the gospel. The gospel will fix it. The gospel of Jesus. If you just look at what Jesus has done for you, that will fix your marriage. You know, parenting problems. You need to know who you are in Christ, and that will fix it. You know, turn to Jesus, look to him, and that will be the solution. Well, if that were the case, we wouldn't have the latter part of the epistles, would we? I mean, our Bibles would be much more thin. So there's this emphasis all on knowing Christ, who we are in Christ, very essential to our life, but an overemphasis on that with the neglect of the other. Are you with me so far? Then you have the others. All they want to talk about is the put off, put on. All of the emphasis is on the imperatives of do this, don't do that. Here's the applications. Marriage is having difficulty. Let's go to the four rules of communication. Well, there's a few chapters that come before the four rules, the four principles. And what happens is there's an overemphasis on what we're supposed to do and a de-emphasis on the gospel of Jesus Christ and how that even intersects. Are you with me there? Is that making sense to you? And some of the writings, even in biblical counseling, some of the writings are heavy on this. Then some of the other writings are heavy on the other. And then sometimes they'll shoot across each other's bows in the articles. And you probably have read some of those. You go, is there a problem between so-and-so and so-and-so? Not really. They're both coming from different emphases. Now, what is the solution to that? Isn't it this? Isn't it all of the epistle? Isn't it all of the gospel applied? And I do I have to confess this because I wouldn't be genuine if I would not. That was me for a lot of time, right there. Heavy on the imperatives, on do this, don't do this. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and start in on fixing things. I was not emphasizing who Christ is and how important his life, death, burial, and resurrection is, and who we are in Christ, which was Paul's favorite phrase all the way through the epistles in the New Testament, was, we're in Christ. But he didn't stop there. He would say, now, being in Christ, live this way, which is the second part of the epistles. It's the gospel applied. It got to a place where when I was working on the husband book, I'd go to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'd start with Ephesians 1, but when I was working my way to Ephesians 5, as you know, husbands love your wives, and wives submit to your husbands, and then I'm going, yeah, but this thing of Christ and the church kind of gets in the way. I mean, have you ever read that, and you're going, oh, what's that in there for? And kind of, you know, if that would just, it would just flow so much better, wouldn't it? And sometimes I'm wondering, is he talking about Christ or the husband? Is he talking about the wife or the church? And it's meant to be that way. It's the gospel weaving all the way through the scriptures and into our marriage, into our life, into our walk. Even to the place in Ephesians 5, verse 1, where we're all told to love one another just as Christ loved the church. That's sacrificial love. That's not just for husbands. That's for all of God's children to love each other just as Christ loved the church, which is that sacrificial love. There's this balance and this tension here. And when I'm hearing, reading and hearing people talk, and they're saying, no, it's really about the gospel. And others are saying, no, you got to get busy doing something. Yes. Don't separate them. Wherever you're strong, get that weakness up. You know, if you're strong on the last part of the epistles, you better strengthen the first part and weave it through. If you're very strong on the gospel but weak on the application, then strengthen the application. This is really where our prayer should be. Lord, help me to keep my eyes on you and how the balance of the gospel applied. And I see more and more emphasis by some of the people in biblical counseling on this. And my heart rejoices. You know, talking to Brad Bigney, and he you heard him yesterday. Isn't that it? It was right there. Elise Fitzpatrick and her new book on identity. I mean, it is right solid, both balance. And I'm rejoicing that the Lord's not only bringing me more, I think, in balance, but others as well. And I pray that would be true for all of you, that as you're here, you're going, oh, this is good to hear. You know, because we tend to go in one ditch or another, don't we? I mean, that's just how we tend to go. So, we live among various tensions, just pulls, in every area that the scriptures talks about. We tend to go in one ditch or another. So we're trying to keep this balance. Why do we tend toward perfectionism or towards license? It's the same reason what you're emphasizing. If it's all about do's and don'ts and walk that tightrope, you're going to probably work towards perfection. If all you're doing is talking about the gospel of grace and not applying it, you might end up in license. I'm concerned with those who just say the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, and they're never talking about how to apply the gospel in the latter part of the epistles, and they almost push on license. It's almost a grace overdose with the neglect of the moral law and the law that Christ set and said, now walk this way. Well, we don't really need to walk that way. I mean, you can go into these ditches.